Thank you, Maynard, Paul Ramo, Grace Johnson, Ken Fransky here at Section 3A Dance. The jazz competition has begun, and Grace, why don't you tell our listeners a little bit who performed here, and the Shadows are coming up.
Yes, absolutely. We just got done with our first two performances, TMB and McCray, and the Shadows are coming up next.
Yeah, and McCray, you have your aunt is the coach, right?
Yes, Jamie Albertson. She is my mom's sister, and then I also have a cousin, Aston Thompson, who dances as well.
All right. Montevideo fan. You can hear the Shadow fans in the background. The jazz teams of the Shadows are about ready to come out, Ken.
Absolutely. You know, that's the whole thing with dance competition is, you know, they stand kind of in the hallway area, and the fans kind of get them pumped up with some exciting cheers. And that just builds energy, not only for our team, but for the rest of the teams and the rest of the fans here in the gym.
Who's on the jazz team, Grace?
Yes, first we have Annika Fernow, Isabella Jelly, Isabella Jacobs, Peyton Moe, Hannah Oy, Layla Poos, Riley Swatsky, Atiana Speck, Emily Torstenson, Addie Tufto, and Grace Bosick.
All right, that's your Lockapaw Valley Dawson Boyd Shadows Dance Jazz Dance Team. And what can you tell us about the routine?
This routine is a little near and dear to my heart. I remember sending the song that they're dancing to. It's called Iris by the Goo Goo Dolls. I remember sending the song.
The Goo Goo Dolls?
Yes, to Sarah and Hannah, or Sarah and Carly, way back when. And they rolled with it, and they are dancing phenomenally to it.
All right. Well, we're going to stay on the air here. The music might be a little loud. We'll just kind of chime in once in a while here. How many girls are out there? Roughly a dozen or so? Ten, I think I counted, Paul, as they walked out. I think ten in kind of bright, dark, maroon, burgundy uniforms. Hair's all tight back, a little buns, Grace. Is that what you would call that?
Yes, absolutely.
Heads down, locked in, focused, fans. And the Lockapaw Dawson Boyd Shadows fans, they're here in force. And Grace, you can do a little play-by-play if you want. The Shadows dance team on the floor performing right now.
You know, for me, Paul, jazz compared to high kick is more theatrical. You know, usually a little slower pace. The music might have a high pace, but the dancing's a little slower. Where the kick is, you know, more high energy and things like that. And this is the first time, Paul, I've watched the Shadows live. Hasn't quite worked into my schedule this year, but I've watched probably 3-4 competitions, you know, online, and it's so much more powerful at first.
I like their uniforms, the room, and the Goo Goo Dolls are playing. Grace took her headset off because she wants to cheer the Shadows. That's kind of emotional time for Grace because she's not on the floor dancing. She was on the jazz team for what, 5 or 6 years, Ken?
I think it was, yeah, six years, Paul. She made her way on there as a seventh grader, danced all the way through her senior season, uninjured or on sick. So, you know, here she is year seven as an alumni supporting her team. You know, Paul, it's just, this is the third team dancing out of nine here today for jazz. And we were just a little off air, Paul. The amount of turns, the leaps, it is so much more intense for our Shadow team right now. First, you know, we watched for TMB and McCray, and no disrespect to those girls who dance there, but our choreography, our intensity, our difficulty, just so easy for me to see. And after being a dance dad for nine seasons with two girls, I still don't get it. But I can see the difference of you know, average versus good versus great, and we're already seeing some nice separation here.
Yeah, they are really together, and the judges, they look for creativity, turns, look at the turns they're doing.
Yeah,
amazing.
And the fans going too,
the fans going.
And that wraps up, you know, probably about a 2.5 minute performance by the jazz. Body language looks excellent by the 10 girls that dance, by the coaches and the kick teammates walking off the floor. That looked like a very strong performance. And then, Grace, you watched with intensity. What did you see, sweetie?
It was absolutely beautiful. I got tears in my eyes.
Hey, it's a little emotional. That's okay.
It was good. Very good. They hit their turn sets, their leaps, everything. It was beautiful.
That, Grace, that I mentioned on there, where you were watching, you know, we see three teams out of nine so far, and the amount of difficulty
you know, the energy level for extra turns, extra leaps compared to McCray and TMB before us. Definitely for a novice eye like myself, it was really easy to see a difference there
of
what the Shadows' performance was.
Yes.
All right. Well, coming up next will be Bold, and then they're going to switch sides, the judges. And then it'll be Lakeview, the Lakeview Jazz team, RCW, Worthington, Montevideo, and YME will round out the Jazz competition. Then they're going to take a break about 10 minutes after 1 for about a half an hour, and we'll be on the air for that as well. So anything else before we go off the air on this break here, guys? The Lockerfall Dawson Boyd fans, they brought it today, didn't they?
Yeah, on the east side of the Montevideo gym, so the bottom side of the M, we probably have half the fans on that side of the gymnasium in the different sections, and they were loud and proud, Paul, absolutely.
They were.
Absolutely, and as a dancer, that's what you want. You want the crowd to feed into you. It helps a lot.
You know, I'm watching Paul right now, former 20-year coach Lisa Johnson over here leading the cheers to the girls that are standing somewhere in a corner of the gymnasium at the second level, it looks like, and there's probably about a dozen alumni doing the same thing.
Yeah. You miss that, Grace?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah? All right. Well, there's the Shadows Jazz Team competition. We'll take a break here. We'll be back on the air about 10 after 1 when they take a break. And then we'll be talking with Coach Lisa Johnson, Edie Schomer's coming over, and maybe some other alumni, and we'll visit with them and during that break. And then the high kick competition will begin at 1:40. And then the awards at 3:15 this afternoon for Section 3A dance. And can't wait for that. So
it's going to go fast, and it's going to be fun.
All right, we'll turn it back to you at the studios. We'll be back on the air at about 10 after 1.